The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, a recent report from the Cyberspace Solarium Commission recommends a national cyber incident reporting law in the US. The report recommends that reported incidents may not be used to inform or drive punitive measures taken by regulatory agencies. But if such a law were enacted, organizations might not trust that the government, having knowledge of an incident, not provide that information to agencies that oversee reporting requirements for other regulations. So how can we encourage organizations to report data breaches in the interest of national security when they fear that by doing so, they'd expose themselves to regulatory sanctions? Today, we're speaking to Sandesh Anand, who is Managing Security Consultant at Synopsys Software Integrity Group, for his insights. Sandesh, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And how are things holding up over in India? I understand that's where you are right now.
Absolutely. I mean, we're still in the middle of a lockdown, trying to stay safe and stay home.
Good to hear that, sir. So let's talk about these reporting incidents, so to speak. I mean, most critical infrastructure entities in the US, like utilities, rail, oil and gas, etc., already have regulations in place that require the implementation of cybersecurity protocols and incident reporting. What might help them, say, share the info, given they probably don't want it revealed or that they suffer huge fines if they do?
Before we answer that, let's take a step back and talk about why incident reporting is important, right? I mean, intuitively, nobody wants to talk about, you know, incidents that happen in your house or a breach that happens, right? Mm. But cyber incidents are a little different, and there are two main reasons why we should be talking about it. So the first one, right, when a cyber incident happens, you know, there are other people who are affected as well, apart from the company which was breached. So, for example, if the company held personal information for customers, it is important for the company to be transparent with its users about what data was breached, right? So in this case, there is really not much option, and the reporting has to happen, and this has to happen through coercive action from the government. So when this happens, the users can take corrective action. They can do whatever is needed to kind of help themselves. Now, there's another type of reason why it's important to talk about these incidents, and that's one that's a little less intuitive. The reality is that, you know, similar types of attacks affect many different companies. So when you start talking about it, when you start talking to each other about it, there's a higher chance that we can build defenses as a group, as a team. So when we share incidents, you know, two things happen. One, other folks or other companies or governments who have experience with that can help us out. And two, we add to the data pool so that the next time somebody goes to the similar issue, they can use our intelligence to help respond to their breach. So these are the two reasons why incidents need to be reported. Now, let's come to the question that you asked. So how do we make this happen? In my opinion, you know, coercion is not the right way to do it for the second aspect that I spoke about.
Twisting,
right?
Okay.
Instead of forcing or mandating companies to share all their incident details, they need to be nudged and encouraged to do so. So if done well and if done with all the necessary precautions, companies will come forward to share their incidents and learn through the process.
No regulation wouldn't work either, I feel.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, right? So, I mean, I don't think any of us have come to the, you know, have found the sweet spot between more regulation and less regulation. So I think we all agree that certain amount of regulation is required, but the question is how much. So Stuart Cantor, you know, who one of the folks who kind of spoke about this topic, you know, used the interesting phrase, which I agree with. He said, assist, don't admonish, right? So we need to work with companies who had a breach or who had an incident to try and help them recover from it. Right. And that part is really important.
Also, given that people only want to hear what they want to hear, how can a business be assured that no small detail gets misused, especially since there's no way to make the reporting confidential?
Yeah, that's a good question. Look, if I was a business owner, I would work under the assumption that the details that I provide will be misused. right? Now, I'm not questioning the government or the regulator's intention here. I'm sure, you know, they make these things with the best of intentions. But is this the nature of the beast that information leaks and this can affect your business? That's why it's really important to have clear guidelines on what needs to be shared. If I had to use a rule of thumb, I would say share only what's important and nothing more. Right?
So subjective?
We need to reduce how much we share.
Hang on, Sandesh. Yeah. That's also subjective. What's important to you might not be important to me, or what you think is going to shape the kind of narrative that will come out of you reporting said incident and how people are going to take it.
Absolutely. You know, when I was talking to a co-worker about this, you know, we kind of spoke about saying that, you know, what's really important in such regulations is nuance. Now, the weapon we need here is a sledgehammer knife, not a sledgehammer. So precision, nuance, and context is extremely important.
So what do you think might work, though? Because also no business wants to be judged in the court of public opinion either when they're dealing with a challenging situation.
So my recommendation is that, you know, I have a two-part recommendation. One part is I think we need to rely more on industry regulators than on central regulators. This is because, as I mentioned, industry regulators have a lot more information about that particular industry, and they know, they already have a relationship with, you know, the companies which they regulate. So it's a lot easier for them to have a more nuanced and a more reasonable ask on what needs to be reported and what should not be reported. So that's point number one, and I think that's really important. The second thing I think is that it's very important to have a feedback loop. No one's going to get this right the first time. We all are going to make mistakes. But if we build a system where there's a feedback loop, that will mean that we learn from our mistakes and we'll improve this going forward.
Feedback to whom, though, Sandesh?
I think to every stakeholder involved, whether it's the regulator or the companies which they're regulating, or folks who have encountered the breach, or the general public who may be affected because of the breach. All of these have to provide feedback to the system, and the regulatory requirements need to be improved upon over time.
We're speaking with Sandesh Anand, who's Managing Security Consultant at Synopsys Software Integrity Group, finding a way to help companies report data breaches in the interest of collaborative, investigative procedures, if you will. Sandesh, what's the situation like in other regions, though?
Yeah, so I think, you know, many countries across the world have done a pretty good job with, you know, data breach notification laws. What I mean by that is if you're a company, you get breached, and because of which some of your customers lose sensitive information. You know, countries like Australia and many states in the US have done a good job at kind of coming up with regulations on how to report this breach and what corrective actions can be taken. Europe is a little bit of an interesting area where they require you to report in 72 hours, which in my opinion is very aggressive. But, you know, by and large, I think we're all going in the right direction in terms of data breaches. On the other hand, on breaches which are not personal, I mean, which do not leak personal information, but other things like company secrets, etc., I feel like, you know, countries are still using the sledgehammer approach that I spoke about. And, you know, we probably need a lot more nuance than that.
So 3 days is like a sledgehammer, you feel, 72 hours you mentioned earlier in some of European regions.
Yeah, I mean, think about that, right? I mean, when, you know, I worked in cybersecurity for close to a decade now, and when there's an incident, sometimes it takes many days to even know what the hell is going on, right?
Okay.
So in that sense, within 3 days to actually come up with a response and come up with a cohesive answer to a regulator is quite challenging. And, you know, so my recommendation always is that, you know, we need to provide guidelines, but we also need to trust the folks we regulate. So we need to give them the benefit of the doubt sometimes and tell them, hey, do it as soon as possible. And if a company does do unreasonable delays, then we can use the powers of the state to make sure that that is not repeated.
What's as soon as possible, though, Sandesh, in your opinion? A week?
I think it differs. I think it differs. And I think we are, instead of having a single law for an entire country or for every industry, it's important to kind of break it down, right? So banks, for example, are heavily regulated. They're very used to reporting things, even other than breaches. So they're always in a good position to respond. So maybe we can be more aggressive with banks. But electric grid lines, I mean, they have started being connected to the networks only a few years or a couple of decades ago. So they're not used to all this extra regulation, and they may need a little more leeway. So again, as I said, it needs to be industry specific, it needs to be geography specific, and we need to add context and nuance.
Right. Sandesh Anand, Managing Security Consultant at Synopsys Software Integrity Group. Sandesh, thanks so much for your time and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.